com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting out here with your calls, let's go to John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John. John in Ohio, listening on WAIS, going once.
Yes, you were talking about would a country of one be a legitimate government. I believe, yes, it would, but
sure,
only so long as it could protect its sovereignty. And I believe a country of 10 or a country of 20 would likely come in and take away your sovereignty. And, you know...
Well, unless you protected yourself, right? In which case, then the country of 10 might be down to a country of 8 after they tried to take your sovereignty from you.
Well, yes, but it gets up to a country of 100. There's always a limit to the amount of protection you can put out. I mean, the United States was attacked by Japan.
Well, I can hire other protection if I want to do that.
You can form alliances with other countries of one.
Sure.
Well, that's fine, you know. If it would work out that way, you would have a huge alliance. It probably could work.
Yeah, it could definitely work. I mean, there are people out there that would offer protection services. I mean, for instance, you can have protection that's as extreme as 24-hour, you know, 24/7 bodyguard service,
right,
all the way down to locks in a gun in the in the bedroom. So protection varies between those two extremes, and you could hire whatever sort of level of protection you wanted to based on what you assessed the threat against your sovereignty to be.
And if you're lucky, you might find someone with knowledge of mass destruction devices.
Yeah, you never know, man.
If you've
got enough money, you can find somebody with all kinds of knowledge. Thanks for your call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I do have to say, I understand where the caller's coming from, because the argument can be made, you know, under the theory of government that we have, the idea is that the government's there to protect you from basically other governments, was the main function of it. But you have this catch-22 where they tax you, and it's not a voluntary government. So you have to give up your rights to a government to be protected from other governments, or they'll take your rights.
So to protect life, liberty, and property, they infringe upon your liberty and your property and your life in order to protect it. There's a paradox there, right?
Right, there is a paradox, and I don't know... Dismissing the argument that, yes, a larger group, if you didn't have the protection of a country, or maybe you were 10 people calling yourselves a country on an island, you know, and there was something we'd think of as a normal-sized nation, 10 million people on the next island, they might come and take it from you. So I can see both sides of the argument. I wouldn't say that, well, one person could protect themselves from, you know, people calling themselves governments or marauding gangs of thieves. But there is a paradox when you say, well, we need government to protect our life, liberty, and property. People do, even if you're going to advocate that we do need the government, you have to understand that there is a paradox there.
Didn't they actually try the island thing at one time? I don't remember what it was called, but I think it happened somewhere around the island of Tonga. And what happened was some liberty people, I guess, went out there and they moved on to their own island. And the king of Tonga came over with a gunboat or something and took over, basically. So
yeah,
that's why the island thing isn't such a great idea.
Well,
you're surrounded.
What kind of a navy did Tonga have? I actually read about that, but
I think it was just like a gunboat or two or something like that. But it was enough to take out 25 liberty lovers or something.
Yeah, I think I don't know if shots were fired. I think they just kind of left the island.
Right. Yeah, I don't know all the details. That's a very generic version of the
story. But you can
look
it up online. It did happen. It was kind of
like one of those Gulch things, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like they wanted to do something like the Free State Project, but they didn't want to do any work to make it happen, and they thought they could just land on an island somewhere. But the landmass of the Earth has been claimed by someone, so...
So we'll see what happens here. It's going to be a little different because here it's not all of the activists in one place. We were talking about this earlier with when we were analyzing what would happen if one of our friends had their kids taken by the government people. Here, we're not all living on a plantation or one of these compounds. We're not all, they can't just take us all out in one fell swoop unless they're to drop a nuke, which some people are paranoid about. And I'm just, who cares, right?
What can you do?
You won't feel a thing.
Yeah, exactly. We want liberty. We're willing to stand up for it and let the consequences come. But so we're spread out and we're diverse and there are families, and it's not like the government's going to be able to roll in tanks and do something about it, because they'd have to subvert the entire 1.5 million people in the state at the same time, because they can't just target one particular house here and one house there, because there are thousands of activists. I mean, at this point, there are hundreds of activists here, but in the future, there will be thousands of activists here. So the longer they wait, the less doable that whole takeover idea becomes. So I think we're pretty insulated from the island factor here. 800-259-9231, bring up anything. Gas prices are on a lot of people's minds today. A lot of Americans apparently having a tough time with the rise in gas prices. But as Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land has pointed out on his newest YouTube video, the price of gas is actually lower today than it was, I think, in the 40s. He actually did a comparison to where it was, the price, I think it was back in 1946, I'm recalling from his video here, the price was a quarter. It was about a quarter for a gallon of gas. And apparently back at that time, a quarter actually had a quarter ounce of silver in it. So a quarter ounce of silver bought a gallon of gas in the 40s. And today, a quarter ounce of silver at $18 or whatever buys about a gallon of gas. And the actual pennies, down to the pennies, it's cheaper today by a few cents than it was back then. So really what you're seeing in the price of gasoline, and one could argue that, well, it should be higher because of the billions of dollars in government subsidies that they're getting because of the war, but it should be lower because they can't build new refineries.
But one can argue that even if gas is even you're adjusting for inflation, but you're saying it's a few cents cheaper than it was in the 40s, you would expect that the market would have generally brought prices down, because
that is true.
For almost any other good, if you go back,
more automation,
like look at a car, look at any good that requires infrastructure to get it to you, and generally prices have come down to, you know, much less than they were.
That's
back
true.
Then. So
still an interesting observation. Nonetheless.
It's also, if you look at the percentage of income that a gallon of gas requires, or a tank full of gas or whatever, I'm sure it isn't that much different from back then.
Well, that I don't know about, Wayne, and that's where I wanted to go with this story, because Americans are apparently having a tough time with the gas prices, and we can give some examples of that here in a moment, but I would speculate that the reason is because gas prices are showing you inflation. They're showing you how the government has, they're one of the most visible indicators besides food of inflation. And so it's showing Americans, most of them don't realize it, of course, but it's showing them on, as they drive down the road, the effects of inflation. And I think what happens is Americans don't get raises based on inflation. So even jobs where you do get an inflation raise, it's based on the government's inflation numbers, which is 2 to 3% or something, as opposed to the 10% it probably is.
Yes, exactly.
So, and in any case you look at, unless you're getting a significant increase in income every single year, the jobs out in America are not keeping up with inflation. So if inflation goes up at a much larger clip than it's ever gone up at before, which one could speculate is happening now with Ben Bernanke at the Fed and all that. So if inflation's going up at a rapid clip, jobs aren't even coming anywhere near meeting up with that increase in cost of living expenses. And so therefore, Americans really are having a tougher time buying things.
Sure, we've had stealth inflation for some time, over a decade now. They really started cranking it up during the Clinton administration. But where it went at first was in the stock market, didn't go into consumer goods, and then they were shipping a lot of manufacturing off to other countries to keep inflation appear to be down as well. It didn't really, until it started going into consumer goods like oil, for example, and real estate, people really didn't notice. And even, you know, this wouldn't be a problem even now with gas at $4 a gallon if people weren't paying such big house payments and credit card payments.
That's a good point.
20 years ago, people didn't use credit cards that much. Now everybody uses them. So, and there's a lot of interest charges that you
not know, to mention taxes.
Yeah, and taxes are higher too. Exactly.
Right.
But right now, if you look at the price of oil in ounces of gold, it's about the same as it was 8 years ago.
Yeah, and it's about the same. You're right about that. But people's incomes aren't keeping up with it, so inflation's outpacing their ability to actually deal with it.
Keep up.
Yeah. More on the way here. 800-259-9231. Talk about some of the evidence that's pointing to this out there, that Americans are having a tough time beyond just complaining about it. Apparently, it really is getting pretty difficult for them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, June 2nd, 2008. Gold, 892.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 918.51, 452.45 for half, 226.23 for quarter. That's 918.51, 452.45, and 226.23. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include updates. You get signed up, we clue you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. What the hell is an amphibious Rotini monster? And who's the anarchy boogeyman? And should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. As we will continue the gas discussion here in a moment, but let's jump into a phone call here. Dan's been waiting on the line in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was going to call in and talk about what you guys were talking about earlier, which was Bob Barr not being the most libertarian.
Not even close.
Choice. And I think that a lot of libertarians cut their nose off to spite their face sometimes. And I'm definitely a libertarian. I would have preferred Mary Ruart as the candidate. I've got a lot of disagreements with Bob Barr, but that being said, you know, I have disagreements with Ron Paul as well. There are things about Ron Paul's issues and positions that I don't agree with 100% as a libertarian, his position on borders and things like that, and also the, abortion issue. But that being said, you know...
Yeah, but Ron Paul's disagreements you can count on one hand. With Bob Barr, I mean, there's so much to say. I mean, there's a website out there called Bad Barr that outlines several of his disagreements, and they're pretty big issues. I mean, at least on the abortion thing, Ron Paul is he doesn't want the federal government to be involved. So even on his immigration stance, he would still insert kind of liberty themes in that he would suggest that without welfare, immigration wouldn't be an issue, and with a more free market situation, we would want more immigrants here. And so, Ron Paul, when you look at his 1988 position on immigration, it was pure libertarian at that point. So, if anything, he probably still holds the same position, but was simply politically afraid to come out with a true libertarian position for fear that he would lose votes.
It's also more pragmatic because I think he realizes that if you just had open immigration without addressing the welfare problem, you'd be discrediting the whole concept.
And I think what you're dealing with there is a pure libertarian in Ron Paul's form who's essentially watered down his message a little bit in order to get more votes and support.
Not by much. I mean, you're talking about...
Not by much, but compared to Bob Barr, right, who is not at all a libertarian, who's attempting to appear as though he's a libertarian in order to get more votes. So I think that they're two complete opposites as far as how they're coming at this particular election.
Well, you know, I can agree with you to some extent, but even so, Bob Barr, you got to admit, he's definitely a smaller government guy than the Bush administration. It'd be hard not to be. He's definitely in favor of a less powerful government when you compare him to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or John McCain.
Yeah,
right?
But that's what the Republican Party is for. Is for a slightly smaller government. I really do think I agree with you that.
So you would say that Bob Barr's positions are identical to the Republican Party's positions?
I would say
that's not true. They're selecting John McCain as their candidate.
Yeah, I know they are, but I know individuals at least in New Hampshire GOP that are probably more libertarian than Bob Barr and don't claim to be. I mean, Bob Barr, I originally felt the way you did, saying, well, he has a checkered past. It sounds like he's making up for it. I simply don't believe him. He's only been in the LP for like a year or two. And he was basically, he took some of the worst positions as a libertarian looking at it that he could have taken on. I mean, he voted for the Iraq War. I believe he authored the Defense of Marriage Act, which was centralizing federal power. And
he's been a drug warrior, hardcore drug warrior.
I can agree that. Oftentimes,
but you guys are acting like he's going to get elected.
And no, I'm not acting like that.
He's going to reverse these positions.
I'm not acting like that at all. No, who besides Bob Barr thinks he's actually going to get elected? He was on Fox News the other day saying he's in it to win it.
Let's be clear. Bob Barr doesn't believe he's going to be elected.
Doesn't he? You know, I don't know. He's claiming he thinks he can get elected, whereas Harry Brown never would have said something like that.
Okay, so what did Ron Paul say every time he was asked about his electability?
I don't know. What did he say?
He was in it to win.
Every time he was asked about his electability, he said, you know, I'm running to win. He said that he was running and that the American people would decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's
no different.
What is it that you're getting at?
What halfway respectable political candidate runs and says there's no possible way I'm going
to
win?
I do have to agree.
I'm just running for the fun of running.
I don't think any of the Libertarian nominees throughout history have really thought they were going to win.
But as a political candidate, you would say
but
that.
I don't think anyone here,
point,
you suggested...
I wanted to make one more, if I could just make one more point before, because I don't want to run out of time before I say this. The other thing I was going to say was, if there's a ballot initiative to reduce taxes, just by 1% or 2%, are you going to say that as a Libertarian you're not going to vote for a 1% or 2% reduction because you don't believe that the government has the power to tax in the first place? No, I'm going to take what I can get. I'm going to vote for it.
But that doesn't mean you call it Libertarian. I wouldn't call the fair tax proposal a Libertarian proposal. I wouldn't vote for fair tax. I would vote for a 10% reduction in income tax, but I wouldn't say that, well, the thing I just voted for is the place I'm trying to get to. And that's the difference. I would vote for it because it's an improvement, but when you have a candidate who's running as the nominee for the Libertarian Party for the office of president, they're at least supposed to communicate. I'm not saying that the purists in the party have it right, but they have to communicate the ideas of liberty.
That's what I wanted to get at, Dan, was you suggested... Hold on a second, Dan. You suggested that we were believing Bob Barr was going to win or whatever. That's how we were talking. No, I don't think anyone in this room believes that for a moment. So we're not concerned that he's going to win and implement all these anti-freedom policies. The concern is he's pretending to be a libertarian, and people that come across his message will be confused about what libertarianism is, and they might believe that that they like the ideas when, in fact, that's not an accurate portrayal of what liberty is, and so we're confusing people, we're muddying the term ever further than it's ever been muddied, and that's the biggest problem with the Barr campaign, is he's not a good representative for our ideas.
It also causes people to, because he was quoted as saying that the libertarians need a real conservative, so they're trying to muddy the libertarians with the conservatives,
that
and the conservatives
crap,
have been thoroughly discredited right now.
That's like saying that Ron Paul is muddying the Republican Party by espousing positions that aren't neocon.
Right, that's a good thing. When conservatives or Republicans are trying to claim libertarianism and they're trying to say that free markets and, you know, just freedom is at the core of what they believe, you're moving the conservatives in a libertarian position. At least, you know, you're getting them to think those thoughts, and they generally you'll see political ideas follow that line of thinking. When you have the libertarians starting to say, you know, we're moving towards the Republicans, we're conservatives, you're moving away from liberty.
It's so dangerous because it's going to alienate anybody that's considered, a left libertarian, anybody that's come from...
Or just a libertarian.
Or just a libertarian, sure.
The 1984 Republican platform was very libertarian when Reagan was in office, even though they didn't follow through with it.
Dan, thanks for the call and the commentary. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Sorry, man. You're not going to be able to get real libertarians to get behind this Barr character. He's a joke. More coming up.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wayne.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You can get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com and meet Jason Osborne in person at the SACL CAI Fun Tent at the upcoming Pork Fest.
Jason.
He is the man. We do like Jason Osborne. He is the power behind the Liberty Movement, behind the Liberty Media. He sponsors Free Talk Live and the Ridley Report. And, you know, you need to go after him, Nick. Get him on board for Free Minds TV.
Been thinking about it.
He's got money to burn. You know, we were talking about something during during the break about, Wayne, you were saying the reason why you are here. And I'd like you to just bring that up on the air, because I thought it was pretty compelling.
Well, I'm here because one of my missions in life is to promote freedom and liberty. And it really distresses me to see how people in America and even around the world have forgotten what that means. They see it. It's a word. Politicians use it when it's politically convenient. But it doesn't mean anything anymore to a lot of people. It's just a word. The Statue of Liberty is just a thing. It's just a statue. Well, what does it mean?
Tourist attraction.
It's a tourist attraction. And I'm here because I have kids, and I'm going to have grandkids someday, and I want them to live in a free place where they're not slaves or serfs, where they're free and they're happy and they're free to prosper and develop themselves as they see fit. And I don't care about the money. I'm here because I care about freedom.
I have to say I feel the same way. I mean, I'm at a point in my life where, you know, a lot of people would ask me, well, Ian, why do you do this? Why don't you pay federal? Why do you get on the radio and say you don't pay federal taxes? Well, why do I do all the things I do? Was because I have the same feeling. I freedom is my priority. It's what I'm looking for in life. I want to maximize my liberty in my lifetime, and I will turn all of my resources toward achieving that, because unlike you, Wayne, at this point I don't have kids. I've got a vasectomy, so I'm not going to have any unexpected kids, that's for sure. So I can focus ever the more of my my resources and my time on advancing liberty in our lifetime, because it seems so imperative to me. I don't want to end up in a gulag somewhere, and I don't want to end up less free than I currently am, but I understand that if I do nothing, or that I hope that someone else will take care of it for me somewhere else in Washington, D.C. or whatever, if I just sit back and allow others to take care of liberty, then I'll get what I've gotten, and that's more restrictions and less freedom. So that's not a road I want to go down. And so therefore, yes, that means I do have to put things on the line. Yes, that does mean I have to take risks. Yes, that does mean that there's a possibility that, you know, armed goons could kick in a door some night when we're on the air. It's all a possibility, but it's all a risk that I'm willing to take, because I understand that eventually that's the road we're going down anyway. So why not focus on this? Why not spend my time and my life promoting these pro-freedom, pro-liberty ideas? It's been a blast so far, and it just keeps getting better. So this is great, and it's like I said before, I mean, I live in a beautiful place with amazing people around here. These are the best activists out there. I've got a wonderful girlfriend, and I own my own house. Life is good. I've got nothing better to do at this point than what I'm doing right now. It's what I've been doing for the last several years, but now I'm in an even better financial position to be doing this. So I get money coming in. It buys new equipment for the show and goes to promote the show, like with the AMP program. And what else am I going to do with it, right?
That's right. I see, from my point of view, Ian, I see Free Talk Live for you and Mark as being a real win-win situation, because when you can create a job for yourself that you love to do, that's really congruent with your mission in life, then there's nothing better. It's not work, it's play. That's how could you ask for more than that?
Now, Nick, you are one of the younger members of the Free Talk Live crew, and you also do Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, which is available at freemindstv.com. And I understand, because I was listening live yesterday, that you also registered freemindsradio.com, which I think was a good move.
Well, yeah, we were more concerned. Well, it's Free Minds Radio is the podcast side, and the TV side is still on hiatus. It looks like we might be working some things out with that, but we didn't want to confuse people who were listening to the podcast,
sure.
So it redirects to freemindstv.com, and we thought someone else might get the idea of registering the domain and trying to get us to buy it off them.
It's cheap, $10, but you're doing a lot of activism, but you're not. It's not your primary job. I mean, you haven't been doing it for 5 or 6 years or whatever, because it took us a long time to start making money at this. So it's not yet your primary job to host a television show. In the meantime, you're a realtor in the Keene area. Have you seen any fallout as far as potential customers that you know for a fact that you might have lost because you're Nick from television?
I haven't lost any. I've gained some because I've, you know, worked with the Free State Project, and people know me from that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know of anyone, I don't think, because generally, yeah, I've never lost anyone. I've never called anyone on the phone and introduced myself and had them say, oh, you do the TV show, and no thanks.
So it's pretty cool that you could be involved in something that could be perceived of as radical, and at the same time be also involved in the marketplace and still have enough business to make a comfortable life for yourself.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I've talked with my boss about these ideas, and he's not completely on board with everything, but
it never started that way.
Yeah, but he's a pro-liberty guy. I mean, he was talking about the Austrian School of Economics, so, you know, it's surprising. I think there's a lot of positive feedback we've gotten doing the show, because we do run into people who recognize us, not necessarily in business, but in the supermarket.
How often does that happen to you, just out of curiosity?
It happened to me a few times. It
really?
Seemed like Toby got recognized a lot more. But that could be because I work in Winchester, so it's a town outside of Keene,
mm-hmm.
and I've been living outside of Keene, so it's not like I was just walking around in Keene.
Sure.
Generally,
he's been on longer than you as well, so he's probably a little more established.
Yeah, so, but it happened to him quite a bit. Like, it got to the point where he would wear a hat and sunglasses.
If
he
didn't feel really?
In Hanford, he would do that, because sometimes he'd have people start talking to him, and he needed to shop.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, what was that expression, that saying that Mel Gibson used to say that being famous is like walking around with a skunk on your head?
Really? No, I didn't know that one.
It was a profound statement.
It's one of the reasons I like radio. Relatively anonymous, unless I'm walking around with a Free Talk Live jacket on, and even then you don't know who I am, so... 800-259-9231. So you feel comfortable then doing what you're doing with the level of activism that you're doing, which is relatively high. And I think it could be, I think that could be an example to somebody who's out there who's concerned that, well, what if I feel consequences for my activism? I don't want to really put it all on the line. I'm worried.
Well, yeah, that. And you know, I'm not involved with the civil disobedience side. That's an area where it would cause problems to me. I can't really afford to be in jail. You kind of have to have...
That makes sense. You've got to pick your battles.
You've got to be in a unique position to be able to do that in a way that doesn't significantly disrupt your life financially. But, yeah, I really don't think, especially for people who, say, work at a job, I mean, if you have a trade skill or you work in retail, I really don't think it's going to have that big of an effect on you. I mean, your boss probably, they don't care what you do in your free time. I mean, some places drug test, but other than that, your free time is your free time. And I really don't think there's been any kind of a backlash against free staters. Maybe in a couple instances, you might run into someone who, if they knew you were a project member, maybe they wouldn't hire you, but I think that's pretty rare. I think you're more likely to have a positive business development with somebody because you're a Free State Project member, or just because that somebody who's pro-liberty, who's already in the state, I think you're more likely to see an upside to your activism than a downside. That's been what I've seen.
Right. As somebody who is visible, and many people aren't, you know, they come in and they just simply make relationships with the people around them, and then maybe eventually they'll reveal that they came here as part of the Free State Project. That's kind of a smooth way to get on the ins with the people in your life. And everybody's got, not everyone has to do civil disobedience, and not everyone has to do politics. That's the coolest thing about our movement, and it's also one of the most confusing things to the status from what we've seen, is that it's totally decentralized. There's no central authority that we're going to say, okay, Wayne, you need to be on Free Talk Live on Wednesday nights, and you over there, you need to work on this website. There's nobody that's handing out orders like that, and so it's confusing to the status who've said things like, well, I think what the problem with your organization is there's not enough leadership. No, that's what's great. Everyone's a leader.
Just like the Ron Paul campaign.
Exactly like that. And it's getting bigger and it's getting more fun, more exciting as time goes on. More coming up about gas. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731 or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and breadlines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wade.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy them on us. freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, whether it's used or new, in 41 categories you can shop in with free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of stuff. Start your experience at amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. From the Associated Press, we mentioned this earlier and never actually got into the article. Brent Saba had just dropped a church group off at Philadelphia International Airport on Sunday morning, and he was heading north on Interstate 95 when it happened. His 15-passenger van ran out of gas. Saba, a 24-year-old church pastor, made it to the shoulder and waited more than 30 minutes for someone to stop and lend him a cell phone. Then he waited a while longer for AAA to arrive with fuel. With gas prices hovering at $4 a gallon, motorists like Saba are putting less fuel in their tanks, and then they're coming up empty when they're on the highway. Though national statistics on out-of-gas motorists don't exist, there's plenty of anecdotal evidence that drivers unwilling or unable to fill her up are gambling by keeping their tanks extremely low on fuel. In the Philadelphia area, where the average price for a gallon of regular broke $4 on Friday, calls from out-of-gas AAA members doubled between May 2007 and May 2008 from 81 to 161, according to the Auto Club. According to the technician that helped Saba, he says the number one reason is they can't stretch their money out week to week. Some of them are embarrassed. They say, "I was trying to make it till Friday, and they couldn't do it," said Siley, who's assisted numerous out-of-gas motorists. He blames himself for not paying enough, or the motorist blames himself for not paying enough attention to the fuel gauge, saying he doesn't normally let the tank get so low, but he said the spiraling cost of gas has led his church to reduce the use of the fuel-guzzling van. And when he does get gas, he puts in only half a tank. He says if the prices were lower, I'd probably just fill her up. And that is economics at work, isn't it? If it's cheaper, you buy more of it. But in the case of a gas tank, if you run out of gas, then it inconveniences you to the point of where you then have to pay in order to get you have to pay more in order to get your tank filled up. So this does not seem to be a good risk to take for drivers.
You know, well, I mean, if you had a gallon gas can or something, that would get you home. But
that's true.
I mean, if that's what you have to do.
And you know, there was an article a few weeks ago talking about how a lot of people want to get smaller cars, But they're so upside down on their SUVs, they can't do it. It's not worth
the
money.
You can't afford it.
Yeah, it's cheaper to buy the gas than to spend the extra money to buy the new small car. But what really bothers me most about this is that for a long time, I don't think we've been totally aware of what the real cost of oil and gasoline are, because a percentage of our tax dollars go to the military budget to defend the oil in the Middle East.
How can you
tell?
We never
see that.
Yeah, you couldn't possibly calculate it, right?
But it gives the market the false signals.
Yeah.
See, oil has to be at a certain price before alternatives become economically feasible. But when you make it look like oil, or it appears that oil is cheaper than it really is, then we're caught with our pants down now, because now you've
got... People make the wrong moves based on the inaccurate information.
Exactly. So right now, the worldwide demand is about 87 million barrels of oil a day, and they can only supply 85 million barrels a day. And of course, they have to make up the shortfall by using ethanol and using a third of the corn crop to produce ethanol.
Which raises the cost of all kinds of food and everything else.
And higher oil prices also raise food costs, because tractors run on diesel and gasoline.
And our food is largely distributed by tractor-trailer trucks. I mean,
that's why everything goes up.
Yep.
Food in the United States is largely, if you go to the grocery store, most of what you buy, even as produce, came from probably California or somewhere... Probably more than 1,000 miles away, a good amount of the stuff.
Every product, not just food, but a television set's going to go up in price. It's not going to be a whole lot, but it's going to go up because that's freight that's going over across, thousands of miles.
But the good news now is the free market is starting to intervene here, because you're seeing more stories about people creating gardens. Like out west, they're taking suburbs and tilling up the lawns and making gardens in whole entire neighborhoods. And you'll see railroads become more popular again, too, and more useful.
Wayne, I don't know if we have time for all of it, but you had some interesting information. Speaking about government numbers that are inaccurate, the gas prices are certainly inaccurate.
Sure.
You had said you had a story about someone who was revealing that many of these government numbers that so many people take as, truth are not so much.
That's true. There's an economist out of Oakland named John Williams, and he runs a website called Shadow Stats. Or Shadow Government Statistics. It's shadowstats.com. And it's a subscription-based service. It's $175 a year, but it's becoming very, very popular, because a lot of people really don't buy the government numbers anymore. For example, the unemployment numbers. They don't include people who have given up finding a job or take a job for half the pay in Walmart when they were working in a factory making $25 an hour before, an auto plant, for example.
And, oh, interesting.
And then, of course, you've got the inflation figures, too. Now, they've redefined how they measure inflation several times since the 70s.
Hmm.
And if you go back to the way they used to measure it in the 70s, it was more honest.
Didn't they put food in there back in the 70s?
Yes. It was much more it wasn't completely honest, but it was much more honest than it is today. And he basically deciphers those numbers and shows what the numbers should be based on without all these, for example, I'll give you an example. In inflation, they have these hedonic adjustments, they call them, where they basically say, okay, well, you'll be eating hamburger now instead of steak. So they make it look, they were able to fudge the numbers and make the inflation on steak look lower than it really is. And then, of course, you've got the unemployment figures. They've got the birth-death model that they use, which is a total fabrication, which manufactures fake jobs to make the numbers not look as bad on the nightly news. So he basically debunks all this, and he's been called certain names by the mainstream media over the years, but he's actually been proven right most of the time.
Interesting. And what was the website?
It's shadowstats.com.
But you can't get anything for free, huh?
Yeah, there's a few things on there. There's some headline stories and so on. He gets interviewed a lot by radio stations and podcasts and... you can, if you look him up, John Williams, Shadow Stats, you'll find a lot of articles by him that you can get for free.
And generally, the viewpoint is things are much worse than they seem, right? Because
correct.
If the government's claiming one thing, you might as well just disbelieve it on its face. It's the government.
Sure.
They've no reason to be honest with you.
Well, they have a reason to be dishonest.
For
example, if you're on a fixed income, let's say you're on Social Security. If the inflation rate is reported accurately, they have to pay you more money for cost of living increases. And so when you have this stealth inflation, even if you're working a job in the private sector, what happens there is that wages don't keep up with the real inflation rate, because nobody really knows what it is. The average person doesn't know what that is, and therefore the price of gasoline gangs up on you as well as all the other things around you to make it very tough to make ends meet, and that's what's happening now. You're seeing it all come home to roost now.
Right, because, and it was something you touched on earlier, because Americans have so much debt that when these other prices that they were barely able to afford before, these other products, go up in price, then they're priced out of the marketplace and they're still trying to service their debt at the same time. What do you do? You've got mouths to feed and you have to make debt payments. I mean, that's a tough spot to be in. But they all put themselves there, which goes back to the government education system and the fact that the government education system doesn't teach kids financial intelligence. It doesn't teach you anything about how to handle money.
Except that there's evil businessmen out there, and you know, businesses are evil. And then they go to school, and if you hire them, some of them, if they've been taught that, are not good workers, and they maybe even sabotage your business because they think you're evil because you're a businessman.
Yep, there's that factor, and then there's also the entitlement mentality, the idea that, well, I've got a job, and now it's mine. Or, what? How dare you give that person a promotion? I've been here longer.
Or I have the right to health care.
That's there, too, sure. And so there's just so much damage that's been done. It could get worse. It is going to get worse. The question is, how fast?
The other problem with these statistics is when you understate inflation, you're overstating economic growth. So when they say that the economy grew 1% last quarter, baloney. Because when you take the real rate of inflation, you know, you're looking at the nominal numbers rather than the real numbers. And the economy is really shrinking, but they can make it look like it's growing by understating inflation.
Interesting.
Right. If you have 10% inflation every year and you see 10% economic growth, there's no real growth in the economy. It's
right.
Just, it's all
to
inflation.
Watch.
There's just more money. But that doesn't mean there's more productivity.
See, the perception of inflation makes it worse, just like the perception of a lack of economic growth makes things worse. And so the mass psychology of the economy is affected. So they're always trying to manage that.
So there's also a self-fulfilling prophecy role where you're saying,
yes.
For instance, I was looking at the ABC News. The headline here is more run on empty as gas prices rise. But above that, hitting home, the economic squeeze. So sort of talking about how it's an inflation or talking about how it's a bad economy gets people to believe that it's a bad economy. And it may really be a bad economy, but at the same time, you're then reinforcing that mentality in people.
It makes it worse. Yes, exactly.
What a nightmare.
Nightmare.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Wayne.
We will return. You can join us tomorrow night right here, same time, same place, and free online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Mark is out all week long. He won't be back until Monday. I don't think so. Quite a while until we hear from Mark again. I think, Nick, you're going to be back later this week, as well as you, Wayne. So lots of co-host action this week. And you can get us online, of course, as always, at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I know.